Proverbs 15:8 says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." Unsaved church members, as we call them today, are nothing new. Many people approach God in their wickedness, and then as they do so, they're approaching him on their own terms. And people have been doing that since the time of Cain. Genesis 4:3 tells us, "And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord." But we're told in Hebrews 9:22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." And it's obvious that since God killed animals, shedding their blood, in order to make coats of skin for Adam and Eve when they fell in Genesis 3:21, and the fact that Abel knew to bring an animal sacrifice, which required the shedding of blood, that Cain knew God's standard just as Abel did. As we read in Genesis 4:4, where we are told, "And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering." Now, some have tried to split hairs with me over this in time past, arguing that the problem with Cain's offering is simply that his was not a sacrifice offered by faith. And that is true, but look closely at what we're told. Again, the Bible's own commentary on the offering of Cain is found in Hebrews 11:4, which explains that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And that's the whole point. Abel demonstrated his faith by offering the proper sacrifice. When we act in faith, we act in obedience to God's word. In this dispensation, we repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. And Paul refers to this as the obedience of faith. Listen as I read Romans 16:25 to 27. "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." Now, Cain lived in the second dispensation. He knew that God required animal sacrifice, and if Cain had demonstrated faith in God, he would have shed the blood of an animal and presented his sacrifice just as Abel did. But Cain didn't demonstrate the obedience of faith, and for that reason we read in Genesis 4:5, "But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell." And the rest is history. Cain's lack of faith resulted in his rebellion against God, and being given over to Satan, he murdered his brother Abel. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Why? Because it is rebellion and is not of faith. And our sacrifice in this dispensation is Jesus Christ on the cross. We must come to God on his terms, with faith in the shed blood of the Lamb of God, and in the power of his resurrection, not on our own terms. All other efforts to approach God in other ways are an abomination to the Lord. Let us act in the obedience of faith, approaching God through Jesus Christ and doing all that we do for his glory. As the Apostle John said in 1 John 3:12, "Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous." Walk in the obedience of faith. That's the only way we can please God. As Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Come to God through faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. All other gospels and religion are an abomination.